Close your eyes and let's go on an adventure. Breathing in deep and slow, and come into your heart with the out breath, taking the energy down out through your feet and into the ground. And then drawing the energy of the earth up through your feet and up through the body. Straight up through the core, through the sushumna, the core pillar in your body. And releasing through the top of the head, releasing upwards. And then breathing in from above and down through the body. Out through the base of the spine and into the earth. And then draw the energy again from the earth up through your body. And come up to your Ajna chakra between the eyebrows. And imagine that light is pouring down from above into your Ajna chakra from the front. And out through the back of your head. And next time it comes in through the Ajna chakra at the front, let it spiral round and round and round the left side of your body only, and then out through your left foot. And then the next time the light comes in from above into your Ajna chakra, let it spiral round and round and round the right side of your body and out through your right foot. Breathing in from above again into your Ajna, and then spiral the light round and round and round, down and out through your left foot. Then breathing into Ajna again from above, and let the light spiral round and round and round and round and down and out the right foot. And then just ask your Ajna chakra to help you to explain to your nervous system that it's not what's happening in our world or the world. It's how we respond to it. It's the alchemy we bring to each and every circumstance. That's the juicy bit. It's not so much what's happening as our response. And just telling your nervous system that, and that we're going on an exciting adventure. Where we learn to see things as areas of opportunity, areas in which we can find the tenacity of heart to do service and to join with light-minded folks who wish also to lift and shift that area of life. So now breathing in from above, and flushing down through the body, let the light go all the way into the earth. So just breathe in and say, I ask for help.
I ask for help.
In releasing me.
In releasing me.
From the caged consciousness.
From the caged consciousness.
In which I'm existing.
In which I'm existing.
Particularly in areas where I experience suffering. Fear and anxiety. And breathe deeply in and releasing everywhere. Say, I ask for help
in playing my part
in the dissolving of the concrete consciousness that creates polarization and fear. And which distorts reality
in ugly ways.
I call my spirit back.
Through divine grace, so be it.
And breathe deeply in and releasing. So we might do another one about the concrete consciousness, because the thing is, we never know we're in it. It becomes invisible because we're inside it. We think that's just how things are. So just say, I'm willing to explore higher consciousness.
I'm willing to explore higher consciousness.
And to surrender the concrete mind.
And to surrender the concrete mind.
Where holding on to it adds to problems in the world.
Where holding on to it adds to problems in the world.
I willingly surrender my attachment.
I willingly surrender my attachment
to all of the world's pain.
To all of the world's pain.
And breathe deeply in and releasing. And take a deep breath in and release through your navel chakra. And say, I choose to no longer be victimized.
I choose to no longer be victimized
by the events of the world around me.
By the events of the world around me.
And I choose to be a creative participant.
And I choose to be a creative participant
in the unfolding plan of light.
In the unfolding plan of light.
And breathe deeply in and releasing everywhere. Just be aware of the head region and the temple areas and the whole of the brain and the back of the neck. And just say, I ask the divine fire.
I ask the divine fire
to burn through these areas.
To burn through these areas.
And to dissolve all of the lower vibrational consciousness.
And to dissolve all of the lower vibrational consciousness
in which I've been trapped,
in which I've been trapped,
and feeling powerless,
and feeling powerless.
And breathe deeply in and release through the whole of the head region. It's like wearing a steel helmet that's like an upside down bowl on your head. So just say, I release the steel helmet.
I release the steel helmet
from my crown chakra.
From my crown chakra.
That holds me back.
That holds me back
from expanding into my true potential.
From expanding into my true potential
as a golden alchemist.
As a golden alchemist.
And breathe deeply in and releasing through the head region. And let's just affirm to the divine that we'd like to help, that our service can include this incredible form of vibrational shift in how we perceive things going on around us. And say, I ask for blessing.
I ask for blessing.
In having the strength and courage.
In having the strength and courage.
And the discernment.
And the discernment.
To enter into this work.
To enter into this work.
In an effective way.
In an effective way.
That benefits me and the world.
That benefits me and the world.
And breathing in and releasing. So imagine that you're inside a French press, coffee plunger. And it's quite big. It's made out of twinkling light, and there are angels all around it. And this French press is now filling up with electric violet light. So brilliant, you can hardly look at it. It fills and fills and fills. And its job is to help with purification. And as you breathe in, the French press fills and fills and fills with electric violet light. And as you breathe out, the plunger comes down and the electric violet light is plunged through your whole body, through all of the meridians, through all of your chakras, through all of the systems of your body. And the light goes right down into the earth. And it feels good. And we're going to do that one again. Just be aware of any areas in your body where it might have felt a little bit blocked as the plunging went through. Standing in the French press again, feeling the French press with the electric violet light, really pulling it in, see it, feel it, trust that it's there. Breathing in as the French press fully fills with that light, and out as the plunger is depressed, and feel the electric violet pouring down through your body really strongly, really intensively, going right through your body. And now we're going to move to a green light. So it might be emerald green or pale green or grass green, whatever green you like. And just imagining that green color filling up the French press that you are standing within. Brilliant, brilliant light that helps us to connect with cosmic consciousness and tune in more readily to higher frequency of consciousness. And breathing in that electric green energy from above as the French press is filling, and with the in-breath it's full, and then with the out-breath plunging the green light down through the head, neck, down through the whole body and into the earth. And then have another bit of a plunge in the timing that works for you, being aware of the light plunging through any of the areas that felt thick or stuck, releasing any impediments to the flow of the light. And the next color we're going to plunge with is an icy blue. It's like the blue of sheet ice. A cool color. Again, electric blue. Carries a lot of energy of peace and discernment. With the in-breath filling up the plunger. And with the out-breath, feeling the plunging icy blue energy going through all the body, mind and spirit, bringing peace. The white is a harmonizing color. Do it again. That blue that's in ice and plunging it down with the out breath. Taking with it the concrete consciousness that gets in the way of this work on the spiritual path. And now a pure white light, a rich, beautiful, creamy white light, like milk. Filling up the plunger with white, creamy light, very pure and milky looking. And with the out breath, plunging that light down through the top of the head, through the whole being, and releasing. Very good. And just feel the stream of connection to the whole cosmos coming in from above. And as it comes in, pull it down to the heart center in the middle of the chest. And then allow the light to be propelled upwards and outwards in the torus shape, gathering the light in the base chakra from the earth, breathing it up through the body, all the way up to your Ajna chakra, and then let it go to the two sides of your body. Gathering back in through the base chakra. Draw the energy up to Ajna with the in-breath. With the out-breath, see the vibrations of light becoming like a torus all around you. And then see it just speeding up and going almost by itself. And coming back into your Ajna chakra again. And just thinking to yourself that the divine has created a vast number of plants and animals, vast diversity amongst flowers, vast vastness when it comes to sea creatures, a massive number of mollusks and fungi, of insects, such diversity. Such diversity. And this diversity is part of the divine plan. And there are meant to be people who think the way we do. And there are meant to be people who think the opposite of how we do. This is the plan. There are meant to be people who are diverse. No two are alike, and there are many paths. And keep breathing upwards into your Ajna chakra as you comprehend the plan within your being. There are numerous ways for people to exist. And into which of the arenas you feel called to contribute. Contributing now your sense of calmness and connection, your sense of connection and well-being. And say, I ask that the divine bless everybody concerned.
I ask that the divine bless everybody concerned.
To lift and shift the whole game.
To lift and shift the whole game.
To a higher vibration.
To a higher vibration.
To alleviate suffering.
To alleviate suffering.
And bring a flowering of consciousness.
And bring a flowering of consciousness.
Of opportunity. And of compassionate caring for each other.
And of compassionate caring for each other.
Through divine grace, so be it.
Through divine grace, so be it.
And breathing in. And really see that kind of energy flooding into the scenario that you're working with right now. Where you're being a light worker right now. Sending the light in. And now just let that go. Relax into your heart center in the middle of the chest. And this is the organ of synthesis, really. The intuition synthesizes, the rational mind analyzes. Both are good. But we need to turn up the synthesis function. And thinking about your heart center and your intuitive consciousness, and say, I ask for divine help.
I ask for divine help.
In strengthening my intuitive awareness.
In strengthening my intuitive awareness.
And the heart's intelligence.
And the heart's intelligence.
Which is connected to my higher soul.
Which is connected to my higher soul.
Through divine grace, so be it.
Through divine grace, so be it.
And breathe deeply in and hold. Very good. And then just go back to our coffee plunger. And I want you to put the situation that you're working with inside the coffee plunger so that the whole problem is just in a ball, like one of those ones you shake and it looks like it's snowing. Put the whole scenario in one of those, inside the French press. And then standing outside the French press, asking the divine to fill the French press with electric violet light and flood it down through the whole scenario, the whole area that you'd like to bring divine grace to. And let it flood right through. Next time, do it with the green light, flooding the green light through. Let it flood down and through. And then with a pure white light, see the pure white light coming into the French press and plunging through the area to just make space for new ideas, new opportunities, for a refreshing of consciousness in this area. And now be aware of yourself. And just receiving the golden light. And see yourself in the French press. And with the in-breath, you get ready, press is full of light. And with the out-breath, you plunge that golden light through your whole being. And smiling at the area of interest to you, just smiling at it, and intending that the plan of evolution work out through this arena ideas and structures are formed at a joyful and loving vibration, that there be good humor and curiosity as bridges to a peaceful, effective, and compassionate world. And let your whole being expand. And just meditate for a couple of moments. And as you take your awareness into your Ajna chakra, let your mind become full of light. And then sending love wherever you think it's needed through your hands, breathing in from above, 100 in, and releasing 80% of that to the area that you think needs a good blessing today. And then sending love and blessings to your family. Your parents, wherever they might be. And partner. And to our whole spiritual community. And also sending love and support to all of the light workers throughout the world of all the faiths and traditions. And into the earth itself. And we ask that the earth be blessed with clean water, clean soil, and clean air. So be it.